The Board of Supervisors held a preliminary vote on a number of issues relating to cannabis permitting on Tuesday. Hundreds of people showed up at the meeting to rally for either stricter or more lenient rules. People like Jessica Strange, who thinks all farmers in the county should have the community's support.
This is a really rich agricultural land. People should be allowed to grow on their own properties.
Candace Binney, on the other hand, showed up because she's worried that allowing cannabis grows will exacerbate the county's housing shortage, as seasonal workers will need a place to live while they're here to trim the crop.
So Sonoma County, after the fires, we don't have any housing, extra housing.
Those for stricter growing and selling guidelines wore the color red, while local growers and advocates wore green. During the public hearing section of the meeting, the board received 56 comment cards. Those on both sides of the issue told heartfelt stories about how altering the laws around who can grow cannabis had the potential to change their lives.
If the operation on my road is leaving with their plants in a long caravan, as happened during the Tubbs, will I be able to get past them to exit safely? Or would we use our secondary evacuation route that is shared with another cannabis operation? Or yet a third route through a neighbor's property that, you guessed it, also means sharing an evacuation with a cannabis operation?
That was Harriet Buckwalter telling the board why she supported a proposal that would allow residents to lobby supervisors to make their neighborhood a cannabis exclusion zone. Growers like Dusty Muckenhout pleaded against this proposal as they did not want their businesses to be jeopardized due to disagreements with their neighbors. Muckenhout owns a small cannabis farm with her husband.
If we are not permitted to grow, we will have to leave Sonoma County. We will leave behind 35 years of memories, our two daughters, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren.
After hours of public comments, the board decided to reject the proposal for cannabis exclusion zones, and they decided to limit new cannabis grows in the county to properties larger than 10 acres. Lauren Mendelson is a lawyer whose clients include a number of cannabis growers. She worries that the decision to limit property size will prevent smaller business owners from getting into the industry.
But it's unfortunate because it's already so expensive in Sonoma County as it is. Now you need to get a 10-acre parcel instead of something smaller, and that's just going to be more expensive. It's going to just be even harder for smaller operators to continue to exist here, and it's going to only be feasible for these, you know, larger enterprises from, you know, other places.
But overall, Mendelson feels that the changes will stabilize the industry in the county and encourage more people to apply for permits.
I would say it was a victory. It wasn't necessarily the ultimate prize that we could have won. It wasn't the best.
The board still needs to confirm Tuesday's preliminary vote. They will meet on August 28th to finalize the decisions. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.